Hello, this is Tana at Tonic Wellspring. I'm here to offer a guided hypnomeditation based on the self-hypnosis practice. As a reminder, hypnosis is meditation with a goal, and hypnosis is one of the many tools and inroads we have to theta brainwaves. Theta brainwaves are the brainwave state between sleep and waking consciousness, where things slow down, we lower the barrier between the conscious and subconscious, we create relaxation, thereby increasing neuroplasticity. This allows us to accelerate our ability to reprogram our subconscious in the direction of our desires. It's a beautiful way to state shift and to reorient to our intentions. With all of that being said, I invite you to utilize the phrase I am for this practice. Now, of course, if you have any other affirmation you're working with, a phrase that represents your intention, you can insert it in the place of I am. And yet, I am is a beautiful foundational phrase to utilize as we connect with our aliveness, the foundation for all other identities, experiences, beliefs, programs. So, beginning to take some nice, deep, letting go breaths. I invite you to open your eyes wide and look straight up for a moment. As if you had a screen or a skylight in the crown of your head, you're going to look straight up, straining the eyes vaguely. As you look straight up, stretching the eyes up, 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 you're going to repeat in your mind or out loud, I am. I am. This straining the eyes will prepare them to want to close even more. It also invokes a recall function of the brain. So, looking up just a little longer here, I am. And with a nice, deep letting go breath, release the eyes, letting them close in your timing to the degree that you feel best with. Sending a wave of relaxation through the mind and body. Already beginning to relax more fully into this moment. Feeling your scalp begin to release and relax. The forehead smoothing out. Cheeks become more soft and supple. Jaw becomes a little more loose and slack. Already beginning to feel yourself shift into those slower brainwaves, those alpha theta brainwaves. Knowing throughout this process you remain in control. I am here to offer guidance and suggestions, and yet that's what they really are. Mere suggestions. My ultimate invitation is to allow your subconscious to take the lead here. Letting the conscious analytical mind go on standby. As you let your subconscious interpret these words, trusting your subconscious to know exactly what to do with these words to serve your highest and greatest good. Feeling your neck begin to release and relax even more now, shoulders softening, arms, torso, rooting into your seat, your points of connection with the earth, the ground below you, all the way through the legs. And I invite you now to draw the light of your awareness back to the palms of your hands, letting your awareness land in your hands. Just notice whatever there is to notice here. Whether there's tingling, sense of temperature, pulsations, allowing yourself to notice the evidence of your aliveness in your palms and your hands. And you think to yourself once again the words, I am. I am. While attuning to the aliveness in your hands that extends throughout your entire body and being, you recognize even more fully now that your aliveness is more you than any thought or action. It is the container for all other identity formations, beliefs, values, human experiences. It is the foundation for all things yet to come, the potential of becoming, and all of your desires are built upon this aliveness. And the aliveness is what has made it through every experience that's led to this moment. Anytime you need to ground, to remember the experience of aliveness that carries you through all of the ups and downs of life, you know that you can return to this process. The words, I am, can act as an anchor to remind you to attune to your aliveness. Beautiful. Now bringing the light of your awareness to the velvety darkness behind your eyelids, notice how wonderfully deeply relaxed your eyes have become already. Knowing you could open your eyes if you wanted to or needed to, and yet your eyes have become so wonderfully, deeply relaxed, they just want to stay closed. Now, if you find at any point that your eyes do wish to open, you can always choose to return to this process, invoking an experience of fractionation. Anytime our focus, our experience of this process is distracted, anytime we choose to return, we can actually enter back into the space deeper and faster. So whether your eyes open and close or your mind wanders and you bring it back, with each return, you go in deeper and faster. You know how to make your way back to this space, to this state of deep relaxation and heightened awareness. And when you're sure that your eyes are perfectly content to stay closed, I invite you to imagine a color you love. Imagine that color you love is forming above your head now. And now invite that color to flow down through the crown, pouring and flowing and streaming down through the body until eventually that color you love flows all the way out your feet, your seat, and perhaps directly out the back body, deep down into the center of the earth. Whether you experience this color you love as a thought, a sensation, a vivid visualization, however you experience it is perfect and correct. Trusting what comes for you, allowing and receiving whatever is naturally inspired in this process. Your subconscious knows what to surface, what is most salient for you to experience at this time. You allow it, you receive it even deeper now as you allow that color to flow through you once again. Allow it to continuously flow as I count from 10 down to 1. Every decreasing number I say will support you going deeper and deeper. 10, thinking to yourself, I'm going deeper and deeper. 9, deeper and deeper now. 8, the deeper you go, the better you feel. 7, the better you feel, the deeper you go. 6, that color flows through you easily and effortlessly. 5, deeper and deeper. 4, feeling safer and freer. 3, trusting what comes. 2, feeling relaxation deepen. And with the snap of my fingers, going all the way now, 1, feeling yourself drop into a safe place, whether it's a mountaintop, a beach, another dimension, a special room, a forest, or this place you are now, just feeling yourself amplify and magnify your experience of ease, effortlessness. And allowing yourself to receive all of the signals of safety available to you. Affirming, I am safe. I am calm. I choose to be here. I get to be here. Right here and now. Receiving all of the nourishing details available to you right here and now in this moment. You are safe. You are calm. You choose to be here. You get to be here. Safe, calm, choosing to be here, smiling as you realize you get to be here. And receiving all of the sensations that nourish you now, all of the signals of safety available to you here in this moment. You realize just being in this state, in this experience of safety and ease and nourishment, you are opening to all that serves your highest and greatest good even more now. Just being here means you are already healing more deeply and completely, aligning more fully with your deepest desires. You've already set a wheel in motion in the direction of your desires, and therefore you are already transforming, creating lasting positive changes. Knowing relaxation helps your success, increases your availability to reprogramming your subconscious in the direction of your deepest desires, your highest and greatest good. That color you love flows through you once again. And you think to yourself, I am. I am aligning with my highest and greatest good, right here and now. And you see, feel, and experience the truth of these words through imagery in your mind's eye, sensations in your embodied experience, the feeling tones associated with your highest and greatest good. Completing this process for now, knowing you can return to it anytime you wish. You can utilize this process to orient to whichever intention you are focused on at the given time. And for now, just allowing yourself to seal in what you've created for yourself in this process. Imagining that color you love once again flowing through you, down to the bottoms of your feet, and now drawing that color you love up through the feet, up through the body, up through the torso, the head, overflowing from the crown of your head like a fountain, sealing into every cell of your body the transformation you've created for yourself. Soaking it up into every subatomic particle, beginning to wiggle your toes and your fingers, putting a smile on your face as you come back to this place and time, to the room around you, gently blinking your eyes open with that smile on your face, perhaps stretching arms overhead, yawning the body, and affirming the process with the word yes. You did it. Welcome back. Being on the lookout for any ways this has supported you, for any experience you had that you wish to record, to anchor in. Perhaps you can create even more association with this process with the words I am, as well as perhaps a physical gesture, perhaps bringing pointer and thumb together, or pushing your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Any other mudra that calls to you can help you to create an association, an anchor between that posture, that gesture, the phrase, and this experience, helping you to re-enter this state of consciousness whenever you wish. You can go in deeper and faster with practice. Keep going, beautiful work.